You're listening to Next Stop CPA, the official podcast for the CPA exam, brought to you by the AICPA.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Next Stop CPA. On today's episode, we will be focusing on 20 questions from CPA exam candidates that we've seen in 2020. So if you're on the journey towards becoming a certified public accountant, you know that this journey is not an easy one. One of the biggest hurdles is completing the CPA exam. With four sections to pass, each one completely different from the other, many candidates find it overwhelming to know where to start studying or what to do next. Recently, NASBA asked their social media followers to send them their top questions. They selected 20 questions. It's 2020 after all. And NASBA and the AICPA leaders took time to answer these questions. Here we go. First one, is it possible to give preliminary scores to candidates before they leave the testing center? So except for BEC's written portion, anxiously awaiting scores for weeks, not knowing if they should continue studying or move on to the next exam is a waste of time and kills motivation, says one person. So the answer to that is that extensive quality assurance work is required to release scores. All the systems used to generate and verify scores do not exist in the test centers. So that just basically means you don't get that preliminary score. The wait time is worth it, though, because of the amount of work that goes into reviewing and assessing each one of your responses. Next one is, can we take a section and then take it again before the score release? So no, you must wait to receive a score before applying for the same section again. You can't retake a section you've already passed either. Another question, how often are applications / CPA Central updated? So the status is updated daily and in real time. The process of receiving and matching transcripts can take time as well as the evaluation process. You should allow at least 1 to 2 weeks to see changes to your status. Another question we saw is, would it be possible to standardize or just put all the info in one place for applying for the CPA exam by each state? I know they all have different requirements, and it was a nightmare figuring out where and when to apply and do each portion of the process. So the response to that is that becoming a CPA is a multi-step process. The requirements for examination may be less stringent than those to obtain a license. The Accountancy Licensing Library, ALL, contains comprehensive and accurate information for the different types of CPA licenses, as well as information on the exam. In addition, you can find the requirements for each state on NASBA's website. That's nasba.org/CPA exam. Next question is, if we don't pass a section of the CPA exam, could we just add it to the NTS we already have and retake it instead of taking the other section that is on the NTS and then get another NTS and retake the section we didn't pass? So that's a little bit of a confusing question, but in short, no, you cannot add it to the NTS. You can reapply for that section and retake it. You could have up to 4 NTSs at a time, as long as they were for all different sections. Another question, if 2 candidates take the same test but in different quarters, would they receive the same score assuming they had the exact same responses, MCQs, SIMS? So no, candidates would not receive all the exact same questions. Those definitely vary. Another question, is there an estimate of how quickly CPA exam scores will come out now that there is continuous testing? So as you know, continuous testing launched in July. So the projected score release timeline has not really changed, and you can actually find the score release timeline for July through December of 2020 right at the AICPA website. Another question is, will scores ever come out on an individual basis, or will it continue to be the current batch process into the future? As far as we know, scores will continue to be released in batches. Next question is, once you pass all 4 sections of the exam, are there any further actions the candidate must take with NASBA before applying to the state to be licensed? So that really depends on your jurisdiction. Massachusetts, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Utah allow candidates to sit with less than 150 hours for the exam, but require the applicant to submit the academic credential evaluation through NASBA to determine if they meet the state's 150 semester hours education requirement before applying to the state. And most states require an ethics exam too. Next question, can the exam be online as opposed to in person? You know, at least during COVID with everything going on. International candidates are having significant difficulty scheduling and traveling due to restrictions. And this is a question we've seen come through a lot. But unfortunately, at this time, no, there are many factors, including consistent exam delivery, security, and fairness that need to be considered to move toward a remote testing model. Next question is, can the credit expiration window be extended to 24 months? No, this is typically a part of the rules, regulations, or statute in most jurisdictions. Boards have the authority to extend the credit expiration in extenuating circumstances, such as natural disaster, hospitalization, or military service. Next question is a very common one that we see. What is the difference between certification and license? So it depends on the jurisdiction, but in most cases, the license is what gives you the authority to use the designation by holding yourself out as a CPA and offering at-test services. There are 7 jurisdictions that are 2-tiered accounting states. In these states, once an exam candidate passes all sections of the CPA exam, the individual would receive a certificate from the Board of Accountancy. After completion of the required public accounting experience within a CPA firm under the direction of a CPA, the certificate holder would be eligible for licensure as a certified public accountant. So what do you do after passing the exam? Your jurisdiction will provide you with information on next steps to obtain your license. You may need to complete more education, meet the experience requirement, and take an ethics exam. And here's another very common question. Why is 18 months enough time to pass all 4 parts of the exam? For those who work in public accounting, we can't dedicate time to study for almost 5 months during the year because of busy season, making it harder to meet the 18 months. So originally, 18 months was equivalent to allowing candidates 6 opportunities to take each section of the exam because they could only take a section once in a quarter. With the launch of continuous testing, though, candidates will be given more opportunities to pass the exam in the same 18-month window. Another continuous testing-related question. With continuous testing, can I take the same exam multiple times in a 1 testing window? So continuous testing eliminates testing windows altogether. So you will be able to retake the same exam once you receive a score and reapply to your jurisdiction. Now, a few people have asked, why is South Carolina the only state that won't offer continuous testing? So South Carolina's examination administration rules are written into their law, and therefore they must go through the lawmaking process, which can take at least 2 years. So that's not to say that it eventually won't offer continuous testing, but as of right now, they are the only state that will not. Another question related to international offerings, in which countries is the CPA exam testing allowed? So the list is pretty long to go on, but a comprehensive list of countries and who's allowed to test there is available at the NASBA website, nasba.org/international exam. And as of June 2020, testing is allowed in the US, Japan, Bahrain, Kuwait, UAE, Brazil, England, Scotland, Ireland, and Germany. Testing also began in India this year in June, September, and will be offered in December of 2020 as well. Now, the next question is related to score reviews. Is it worth getting a score review if you scored a 74? As we all know, passing score is 75. So the score review process involves making certain the approved answer keys were used and applied correctly in determining a score. It's not an opportunity to have alternate responses considered. It's simply an additional independent verification of your score. The AICPA ensures that scores undergo thorough quality control checks before they are released. Given all the quality control reviews already completed, it's highly unlikely your score will change due to a score review. Is there a possibility to write exams in Canada as the U.S.-Canada border is closed for non-essential travel? So there are currently no plans to offer the exam in Canada. Before offering the exam in international locations, there are several factors to be considered, including candidate volume, data privacy laws, ensuring the same security measures can be implemented, local laws, and protection of the exam. And finally, we come to our 20th and final question. Would you extend our credit, which will currently be expiring in 2021? Someone said, I believe we absolutely have the right to extend because we couldn't take the exam for 2 whole months, you know, during COVID when Prometric centers were closed down. So as of now, there's no plan to extend credit beyond what boards have already done. Testing was not available for CPA candidates for the months of April. Prometric reopened in May in certain locations, and they've moved quickly in extending hours of operation to ensure adequate capacity throughout the remainder of 2020. So This has been a bit of a source of contention, I know, for a lot of candidates who were limited throughout 2020 when they could test. And there were credit extensions given. But again, there are no plans to extend beyond 2020. But we do encourage you to frequently visit the Prometric Test Center website, check if your test center is open, what their safety protocols and rules are, and go from there. So I hope these 20 questions of 2020 have been helpful for you, and we'll see you next time on our next episode of Next Stop CPA. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Next Stop CPA. Got an idea for an upcoming episode topic, or just want to let us know what you think of the podcast? Share your thoughts with us at nextstopcpa@aicpa-cima.com. And don't forget to visit aicpa.org/CPA exam for the latest exam info.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.